Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I know who you are. Even before we begin. Do you know that? Are you aware of the community that is with me and you? Have you ever really thought of this? First time to listen to the channel, perhaps I challenge you now. Discern what you're feeling. Is it the man or is it more? We have a community, you and I. Humans and spirit are one. There's a peace of all that is creative in you. And you come into a room and there's a show and a man sits on a stage and you feel you're listening to something. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're participating. If you really understand this, you're participating. You're not just listening to a teacher. For the energy in you is the energy in me. 26 years, we've been telling you about this relationship. 26 years, we've been telling you what to expect, why we came, what it's all about. And even before we begin, I challenge you to feel this. You're not just looking. Where are you? Perhaps that's all you want to do right now. You want to look and examine. You want to hold yourself apart. Then go ahead. Free choice, dear ones. But if you let yourself go, you'll know that I am about hearts. That which you have used as a metaphor for all it is in love, for the consciousness of compassion, compassionate action, all of the things that you've described, and way, way beyond that, which is even human. And that's what we're about. The collective consciousness that hears this message, those in the room, I say we are entangled and united and powerful. There's an elephant under the table. That's a phrase that is used to say that there is an energy that is here that no one is speaking of actively. And so we speak of it. Not too far from here, unspeakable sorrow, an event which is fresh in the minds of those who live in the area and the entire world. So many questions about why, how, what to do, what it is not, and most of them are 3D. And when you turn on your news, all you hear is rhetoric in 3D. But the way showers know better. There is something you can do. There is a proactive energy that you can have. It's already been mentioned. And I'm going to revisit this again. Approximately 20 years ago, we gave you the first messages of Kryon. There are those in the room who were even there. Simple, simple messages of what was coming. The first message that I gave to this planet was that there would be no Armageddon, there would be no end of the world, no World War III, the millennium, and beyond was going to be different than any prophecy you ever heard. from your mainstream spiritual sources. Whereas for years you were told there would be an ending, there would be none. And that's because the consciousness of the planet had started to move even 20 years ago. We saw it. And the same old of war and conquering and hate and killing would start to move off the peg of human nature repeating itself, and something else was being born. 10 years later, we gave you information about a new kind of child coming in. It should have been a precursor of your understanding. Hey, this is the new consciousness. Kids are different. It's got to start there. And it did. And all of this was so fresh, so primary, so new. She didn't recognize really what it may mean. We gave you a very cryptic message way back when. We told you there come a day when there would be potential consciousness wars. Higher consciousness versus lower consciousness. Simple. Something you'd never seen before. Those vibrating higher against those vibrating lower. I said it to you, and many didn't understand. Now we're calling it the shift. In 2012, I told you that you had opened a box that could not be closed, that the shift was upon you to such a degree that you were releasing light. Releasing light. All over the planet. And we told you it's more than esoterics. There would be science involved. They're measuring it. Has to do, I said, with a magnetic grid. I am the magnetic master. Now you know why. Magnetics of the planet is not just a geophysical attribute. It is part of the posturing of your thinking. And in order for human nature to shift off of its peg of same old, a history that repeats, a human nature that never grows up. Until now. Started moving off that peg earlier, enough so that we could see it coming as we have in other planets, and come and tell you it was ominously present. It was coming, it was coming. And for 20 years we said, it's coming, and it's here. Oh, it's here. And then lately in 2012, we told you, I said, when you release light, there's only so much room for the dark light quotient. And when you start releasing light on this planet, and there are those and way showers who are starting to think higher, and a consciousness that wants higher things, who doesn't want war, who sees that there are better ways, that they compete with an old energy that wants to keep it the same. How could this happen? In your own community, how could this be? There are some who cry out and say, I've read Cryon and he's wrong. He's wrong. There's no shift here. There's only sorrow here and horror here. Is this the new energy? Dear ones, you are in the battle of dark and light. This is the new energy. On its way to becoming something it never was before. Welcome to the shift. It's different than you thought. There are still those who are metaphysics oriented, who are in that land of sunshine and ignorance, who believe that some kind of flashpoint will happen. Everything comes to zero point, and everything is just beautiful. Not on this planet, dear ones. You got to work for it, and you are. What do you do about it? What do you do in the chair where you sit about it? You go on the news right now, they say, what are you going to do about it? You say, I'm going to pray for those who are left behind. I'm going to pray for the souls. I'm going to give energy. I'm going to think higher thoughts. And they'll look at you and go, well, you're one of those, aren't you? No, what are you going to do about it? Don't give me that esoteric stuff. The stuff that I'm going to pray, I'm going to pray, I'm going to do, what are you going to do about it? I would like to examine that for a minute for those who don't think that's anything special. Human being, listen to me. Have any of you ever been frustrated enough in front of your computer to crash it? Have any of you ever put out a light bulb because of your consciousness at that time, or your frustration, or your anger? My partner drains batteries when he channels. 90% of every channeling he has ever done, there's a wire connected to his microphone. No battery in it. Long ago, he takes off his watch. He drains batteries. Any battery that he is with, near, on his person is drained. Let me ask you, how? How are you crashing your computer? How are you putting out a light bulb? How are you draining a battery? Is it too spooky for you to look at this for me right now? And the answer is consciousness over physics. There is something you have that is actual, that is remarkable, that is powerful, and it changes things around you. What happens when a room this size decides to have compassionate action for a group of people that are in deep sorrow and will be for a long, long time right now? What can you do? And the answer is so much. They're in your community. Right now, you may not know their names. All you have to do is turn your eyes upon them right now and give them the compassion of the creative source, and they'll feel it. You don't need frustration to create energy. You don't need hatred to create energy. You can do it with compassionate action. And that's real. And don't let anybody tell you it isn't. And so when you decide to send energy and you decide to pray, you're doing something. And you're doing it in a multidimensional way that has been proven to work. Dear ones, you're close to this. It's in your community. Now let me tell you, what'll disable it? Do you know what I'm going to say, don't you? If you're afraid, they've won. I said again, fear will disable your power. Completely takes it to zero. Zero. It even takes it to minus numbers. Fear. Don't let the dark side win. Light is spilling out on this planet and is pushing the darkness together. Don't you find it strange that any young person anywhere would be able to be recruited to an evil source? And you will say, what's wrong with them? Don't they understand? No, I'll tell you. There's a switch that is turned. Light or dark. And the recruitment is very clever to disguise the difference. Many of them who arrive find out too late. The dark army is here. I told you it was coming. It's here. I gave a channeling in Cusco, Peru, on what to do about it in very clear terms. It's going to be published soon as well. And it doesn't have to do with bombs. Dear ones, I'll tell you something, and you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. Light is winning. And what happened here in this community is proof. Because it wouldn't have happened otherwise. They need to assemble the darkness and fight back. They're losing the battle for Earth. They're losing the battle for Earth. Because light is winning. They would never, ever have done these things if it wasn't coming to a head. And I told you it would. Crying, when is it going to be over? And the answer is, dear ones, when you stop being afraid of it. There's more listening than you in this room. The way showers are listening. The ones who are working at a higher vibration, I use the term loosely, and I will tell you why later when I talk to you. They know what has to happen next. And it can happen right where you sit. Because you've got some power here. More than you know. To push the darkness back. That's the message. Simple. We're going to talk more about recalibration. And it's going to be tonight. When I come back. In just a moment. I know who's here. I know who you are. Now, do you know who you are? Why should I be the only one? Why should I be the only one who sees magnificence in the chairs? Power. Compassion. Beauty. Pass it on this day to those who need it right now. And they will be better for it. And so it is.